Champaign County officials thought the nursing home was on the road to financial recovery until 2 months ago, when the state cut the home's Medicaid reimbursement by $600,000. The county board responded with an emergency fund transfer for the nursing home for $775,000. Administrator Andrew Buffenbarger plans to ask the county board next month for another $460,000. Many county board members seem resigned to approving the money while they look for ways to cut nursing home expenses and increase revenue. But not Republican County Board Member Brad Jones of Champaign, who gave this comment to the new nursing home board on Tuesday.
We do not have money to be giving to the nursing home. I am against the transfer next month. I think it's a mistake to do that, but I'm very concerned about another transfer coming even after that this year. And I want to convey to you guys the urgency of moving forward with some of these changes, because we've got to do something immediately right now to turn this around.
Actually, Administrator Buffenbarger says they may need another transfer of funds as soon as this fall. And if the county is ill-equipped to loan the nursing home money now, County Treasurer Dan Welch says it will be absolutely impossible after that. So county board members have talked about turning to the voters. They may ask them to approve an increase in the property tax that helps fund nursing home operations. The wisdom of that idea depends on who you talk to. Republican County Board Member Chris Dennitz of Rural Muhammad told a recent Finance Committee meeting what he's been hearing in County Board District 1.
I see a lot of people every day, and this has obviously been a hot topic in the county in the last 6 weeks or so, and not one of my constituents says anything good about a tax increase. They won't support it. Not one person has come to me and said, we need to do this.
And where I live, it's almost exactly the opposite.
That second voice belongs to Finance Committee Chairman Brendan McGinty of Urbana, talking about what he's been hearing in District 9. McGinty attended the county board's Democratic caucus this week, where the nursing home tax referendum was the big topic.
At this point, I think that if we want to stay in the business of running this nursing home, we're going to need some kind of help, even with all of the enhancements that we can make. We're learning that we can't rely on Medicaid reimbursement at a particular level.
In fact, among County Board Democrats, the question appears to be not whether to ask voters for a nursing home tax increase, but how much to ask for. While some Democrats want to ask for the legal maximum allowed, McGinty says he wants a smaller increase tied closely to the progress the nursing home makes in improving its finances. But a tax referendum will only help the nursing home if voters approve it. At the Finance Committee meeting, Republican County Board Member Steve Mosier of Rural Urbana said this tax proposal may not have the broad bipartisan support given to past tax questions, such as the quarter-cent sales tax for public safety approved 10 years ago. And he says the possibility of the nursing home running out of money again before Election Day won't help either.
And I don't see how you can go into November gambling that you're going to get another yes vote and have somebody come back here again in August or September and say we need another $460,000 because we can't make payroll. We're not going to be able to do that one more time.
These tax questions will be on the minds of Champaign County board members tonight as they listen to the consultants' proposals for the county nursing home. Whatever the nursing home does now to improve its finances will have a direct effect on any requests for money that it makes in the next few weeks and months. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.